Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Looking for new things to watch other than big studio crap? Well, here's what to look for. Some of the things to look for in February by female filmmakers, black filmmakers, German, French, the whole shebang. It's Black History Month and the Black Film Festival is coming to Toronto. The Goethe Foundation showing movies set in Asia by Ulrike Oettinger. At TIFF Cinematheque, they've got a retrospective of French New Wave director Philippe Garrel, and this is just to name a few. But this week, I'm looking at two dramas about the middle class in the Middle East. There's a teen drama set in Iran about a dare, and a courtroom drama in Lebanon about an insult. Ava, written and directed by Sadaf Farooqi. Ava, played by Mahour Jabari, is a high school girl in Iran. Only child, she's pretty but determined and self-confident. She lives with her mom, who's a psychiatrist, and her dad, who's also professional, when he's not out of town. She brightens up her obligatory all-black uniform with some red Converse running shoes and a backpack. Her prized possession, a metronome, because her life consists of violin lessons, studying for exams, and hanging with her best friend, Melody. Another friend, a girl she knows, Shirin, is a know-it-all who's always putting her down. So she bets her that she can get a guy named Nima to go out with her. She knows him from music lessons where he accompanies her on the piano. And she thinks he's cute. So she arranges an elaborate plot where she says she's going to study with Melody, played by Shayeste Sajadi, but actually plans to meet up with Nima and casually drop by Shirin's place to show him off so she can win the bet. Easy as pie, right? Except Shirin isn't home, so no bet. And worse, when she sneaks back to Melody's place, her suspicious mom is there going ballistic and taking it all out on Melody and her mom. And when Av arrives, she's all, "Where were you? What did you do? Why did you lie?" Then she drags her to a doctor, get this, to check that her virginity is intact. So you know where mom's mind is at. And in school the next day, it gets even worse. The teacher searched through her backpack for forbidden things, whatever that is. Even the school principal comes to class and lectures all the girls about the dangers of doing the unspeakable with their unmentionables. Huh? So she lost the bet. She's humiliated in front of everyone. She's forbidden to see her best friend, Melody. She's forced to quit her music lessons. All this even though she didn't do anything. So her stress and frustration level rises to a boiling point until she has a meltdown in class. How come her mom so worried about her daughter having premarital sex? Can Ava pull her life back together, pass her exams, play violin at the recital, make up with her friends and family, and maybe get back together with that with her non-boyfriend Nima? Or is her life totally ruined? Okay, so Ava, by my description, sounds like a YA soap opera, but it's actually a realistic coming-of-age drama about life in contemporary Iran. This is a good movie and surprisingly mature for a first feature. It actually has the look of an art house flick with experimental camera work, like characters shot from behind, from above, from far away, with parts of them obscured or out of the frame entirely. And Jabari is excellent as Ava. The Insult, directed by Ziad Doueri. Yasser Salamet, played by Kamel El-Basha, is an engineer working on contract for the city. He supervises dozens of workers who repair potholes, drainage, and infrastructure. He's at the height of his career, known for his skill, diligence, and bringing projects in under budget, while still looking out for the little guy. Tony Hanna, played by Adel Karam, runs his own business, an auto repair shop fixing BMWs. He lives in a second floor apartment with his pregnant wife, and the young couple are saving up to buy their first home. Everything's peachy, until one day, Tony spills some water down through a faulty drainage pipe all over Yasser on the street below. Yasser calls Tony a rude name, but later he fixes the pipe at the city's expense, and Tony smashes it to pieces. Words escalate with neither side apologizing for what they did, until Tony voices the ultimate insult. You'll have to see the movie to find out what that is. And Yasser responds by beating the guy up. Seems like a small problem, easily solved, right? Wrong. It turns into a lawsuit, and the ensuing trial captures the attention of the entire country, leading to riots and Molotov cocktails, even the graffiti, even the president of Lebanon getting involved. What's so important about this dispute? Well, Yasser is Palestinian, and Tony is Maronite Christian, and their disputes go back for generations, including the bloody 15-year-long Lebanese Civil War. So the two lawyers in the case, both working pro bono, are the famous, again, like everything, my pronunciation is terrible, Wajda Webb on Tony's side and rising legal eagle Nadine working for Yasser. Both sides discover hidden histories from their two clients' past as victims and perpetrators of the massacres that tore this region apart. I'm talking Black September, Damour, and Sabra and Shatila. The insult, this movie, has been nominated for an Academy Award for Best Foreign Language Film, and I understand why. It manages to handle controversial topics in a sometimes humorous, sometimes serious manner. Movies told from Tony's point of view, and therefore from the point of view of Maronite Christians as a group, including his political influences, his background, and their role in the Civil War, and Tony's own personal memories. That said, it's also sympathetic to Yasser's side and takes pains to portray him in a dignified and positive way. Kamal El-Basha gives a really great performance as Yasser, both subtle and explosive at appropriate places. The insult is a good crash course in Lebanese modern history. Ava and The Insult are both playing now in Toronto. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.